Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It's 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be live again October 11th. Please come out and join us for our next live show at My Happy Place. The Grand is a beautiful place to be. October is a magical time to be there, and I would love for you to join us October 11th, okay? Let's understand the point about polling. Donald Trump has never, ever been polling in the history of his polls as well as he's doing right now. He never has before. This is a very important point. And the guy from Rasmussen Polling, Scott Rasmussen, he was on with Benny Johnson earlier, and he said, you know, this 2-point advantage to Trump is something we've never seen before in a cycle in all the time they've been polling Trump. He also has his highest favorability rating ever. So if you look at the polls right now, and then you understand that there's also the shy Trump voter effect or the fact that polls are skewed more towards Democrat voters or whatever, Trump is probably doing really, really well right now. And I always say follow the money, right? So what's the money saying? Donald Trump now has taken the lead on political betting. The site is known as Polymarket, where you can bet on politics. Well, Polymarket has now given Trump the lead in Pennsylvania. He also holds the lead in Arizona and Georgia, meaning that if he were to win those three states along with North Carolina, he would win the election. That update comes after a new insider advantage poll has Trump leading Harris by +2 in Pennsylvania. Now, there's a USA Today poll that has Kamala Harris up by 3. Both polls are within the margin of error. But what I think is what's interesting is you got to look at the trend here. So the head pollster of Rasmussen, this guy named Mark Mitchell, reveals that Trump is actually surging. He said Trump +2 is bigger than he's ever done in all of our polling at this point in the election cycle. The Kamala Harris campaign must be sweating and begging for an act of God right now. Selena Zito, who writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, has a piece in the Washington Examiner today. Shapiro's new automatic voter registration is benefiting Republicans by a 2-to-1 margin. When they implemented the new measure that allowed residents to get driver's licenses and ID cards to be opted into registering to vote, a lot of Republicans were not happy about it. State Republican leader Brian Cutler, for example, at the time complained that the measure was implemented without going through the legitimate legislative process. He said at the time, the governor is following the sad and misguided precedent set by his predecessor that recognizes our election laws need updating and modernized, but then disenfranchises the General Assembly from exercising its constitutional prerogative to make laws. Cutler said the unilateral action done ahead of the hotly contested off-year elections for county leaderships and the state Supreme Court will again cause many Pennsylvania voters to continue to question the security and results of our system. And a lot of people were worried that that was going to give an advantage to Democrats. My buddy Charlie Giroux said in an interview that day that he thought Republicans were getting ahead of their skis in their reaction. Charlie's instincts turned out to be right. He said at the time, I think Republicans can benefit from this. I think perhaps we should step back and look at this as an opportunity and not a disadvantage. It turns out Charlie Giroux was right. Just shy of 1 month into Shapiro's motor vehicle initiative, 3,194 Democrats, 4,052 independents, and a whopping 7,657 Republicans have registered so far. In short, twice as many Republicans registered in the state as Democrats, and even independent registration outpaced the Democrats by 1,000 votes. Erie County Republican State Senator Dan Laughlin said those numbers came from the Pennsylvania DOT, and he was pretty enthused that the numbers are starting to level the playing field. Now, I don't want to get ahead of my skis here, because there's a lot of celebration out there regarding the request for mail-in ballots. So I'm going to talk to my buddy Cliff Maloney about this, and I want to make this point. I am not going to get excited about a damn thing, because there are only two ways to run: scared or unopposed, and that's it. So I'm going to be the pessimist from now until Trump wins Pennsylvania. So unlike a lot of other people who are celebrating the numbers that were tweeted out earlier today by End Wokeness, and it's a contrast of 2020 to 2024. So in 2020, 50 days before the election, Democrats had requested over a million, about 1.1 million absentee ballots, mail-in ballots. Republicans had requested about 375,000, an advantage of 725,000 ballots. Right now, 2024, 50 days before the election, Democrats have requested about 800,000 ballots, and Republicans have requested 320,000 ballots. Now, they write, if this is how the mail-in breakdown ends up, we are in a phenomenal position. I disagree. I think if Republicans don't immediately start increasing those numbers, then we've got a problem. Just because the Democrats lack enthusiasm at this point doesn't mean that that's not going to change next week or the week after. It also doesn't mean that those Democrats who are not requesting mail-in ballots are not going to show up in person to vote. So I'm excited about the increase in the registrations, because the Republican registration increases, as we'll talk to Cliff Maloney about later in the show, from PA Chase, are great numbers. This comparison to 2020, when there was COVID, when people were afraid to leave their house, versus now, I'm not getting too excited about that. I'm sorry, but I'm not. Because if this trend continues, that's still more Democrat votes than Republican votes. Again, I'm no math guy, but last time I checked, to make the assumption that those Democrats who requested the mail-in ballots are not doing so now means that they're not going to vote is not accurate. You don't know that. They may just not be afraid of the pandemic. I know it's hard to believe that Democrats could not be afraid of a pandemic anymore, because we see so many of them walking around in masks and jogging in masks. But, you know, for a lot of those people, they may just figure, I'm just going to vote in person. I don't need to vote by mail this time around. And if you look at those numbers, Republicans are down too versus where we were in 2020. Not much, but down by about 50,000 mail-in votes. So in other words, we can't take our feet off the gas here. And I think there's too many people popping the champagne corks over these numbers right now. You're assuming that just because the mail-in ballot requests are down in PA, that those Democrat voters are not voting or they're not enthused about Kamala Harris. But we don't know that. They may just decide, I don't need to vote by mail this time because I'm not afraid of a pandemic anymore. That could change, too. I mean, everything can change. It all can change. But what I think is obvious, though, is that there is enthusiasm for Republican voters, and Trump is doing better in Pennsylvania than he's ever done, period, ever. And he's doing better in every swing state than he's ever done, ever. And it's not hard to see why. He's a better candidate. These attacks on him being a threat to democracy, people see right through this nonsense. They have not believed this ever since they started putting that message out there. That was something that we talked about on this show. Oh, God, Matt, do you remember when that was? That was back in January, February, that memo came out. Remember, from James Carville's polling group? And yeah, they were in big despair over that. Do you remember that?
I vaguely remember that, yes.
The big takeaway from that was the attacks on Trump being Hitler and a threat to democracy are not playing, even with Democrat voters. Even Democrat voters don't buy that line of crap. Now, psychos do, obviously, because they take up guns and try to kill the guy. But even Democrat voters don't buy that. They may not like Trump. They may hate Trump. They may hate Trump's policies. They also don't believe he's Hitler, despite Hillary Clinton's prognostications and Joe Biden's prognostications. Do you remember when Donald Trump went to the Association of Black Journalists? Well, Kamala Harris did that today in Philadelphia. I think the first question Trump got was, why are you the worst human being that's ever lived on the planet? I think that was the first. I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, why don't you just do us all a favor and kill yourself? Because you're just that awful. I think that might have been the first question. This is one of the questions that a reporter asked Kamala Harris today. Very tough, hard-hitting question asked of Kamala Harris in Philadelphia. Take a listen.
Why is joy important to you to insert into this election? And what do you make of Republicans using that as a way to suggest that you're not a serious candidate?
Well, sometimes I think, and I'll say to whoever the young people are who are watching this, there are sometimes when your adversaries will try and turn your strength into a weakness. Don't you let them. Don't you let them. I find joy in the American people. I find joy.
Is this a Saturday Night Live skit? Tell me this is a Saturday Night Live skit, right? This isn't real. You're pulling my leg, DeSantis. This isn't a real clip.
Well, it's real. There's other clips where she answers the questions very similarly.
So she says, she goes on about, I find joy in the American. She sounds like she's high as a kite, first of all, talking about joy. Like, look at the little mushroom men. Look at the, I find joy when I see the Smurfs all getting along. You can see them right now if you look carefully. Doesn't it sound like that?
She answered a bunch of questions in that same sort of like low tone voice.
Are they giving her something? She's loopy. She sounds loopy to me.
I think she's trying to come off as likable.
She's not likable. There's nothing likable about that.
Well, I think that's what she's going for.
I think they're giving her beta blockers to try to calm her down. And beta blockers have an effect on people. I've worked with clients in the past who've had to use them because they get so anxious and nervous. And beta blockers can tend to have an effect on people where they turn them either sleepy or they sound like they've just eaten a bunch of magic mushrooms. I find joy when I look at the green grass and the blue clouds in the sky and I see joy and I see clouds of white and skies of blue. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I mean, come on. Does it not sound like that a little bit?
I'm telling you, I think last week she was giving that speech in Michigan, I think, where she had that moment where she kind of screeched and screamed, and she was going, oh, he said he had concepts of a plan. I think now they're trying to ratchet that back, and she's just supposed to be very soft-spoken and no more screeching.
So she went from concepts of a plan to I find joy when I eat a Pop-Tart, and I just love the gooey deliciousness of it.
Yeah, I think they're trying to ratchet it back a bit.
There's nothing serious about this campaign. But how about that question? Why is joy important to you? So Trump gets, why are you Satan? And Kamala Harris gets, why is joy important to you? Tell us about joy. What a hard-hitting question. I mean, if I was the press secretary, I would have stopped that interview dead in its tracks. How dare you ask her about joy? Kamala Harris also went on today talking about she was stumped in the very minor pushback from the reporter was asking about gun violence. And this is what she said in response.
For someone can buy a lethal weapon if they've been found by a court to be a danger to themselves or others, you might just want to know.
And respectfully, we do understand that.
But you're asking about...
I'm asking specifically about handguns, because many of those handguns aren't purchased in places.
Universal background checks apply to handguns.
Yes.
They do.
But in many instances, those handguns aren't even bought lawfully. Yes.
Which is why I also have been very adamant for years. In fact, I myself protested at a gun show probably 10, 15 years ago, about the gun show loophole and why we need to close that. Because what ends up happening is that gun shows at flea markets, gun dealers are not, under existing law in the past, required to register their sales.
The gulp was back. Did you hear that?
I heard the gulp. I did hear the gulp. The nervous gulp. Oof. I mean, it's bad. It's bad.
By the way, I have Rachel Scott's opening question to Donald Trump if you want that.
Yeah, let's contrast that with the question that Kamala Harris got about joy. Let's do that. Go ahead.
Not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Okay, now let's contrast that with the question Kamala Harris got today at the same organization, the Association of Black Journalists.
Why is joy important to you to insert into this election? And what do you make of Republicans using that as a way to suggest that you're not a serious candidate?
I think those are perfectly the same question. That's basically the same. She got asked basically the same question as Trump. Why are you a racist, KKK, white sheet-wearing bigot? Why is joy important to you? Basically the same question. What bias? What bias? I ask you, what bias? Ah, it's pathetic. It really is pathetic. I want to share that. I hate playing Hillary Clinton clips on this program. I do, because she's awful. She's terrible. She's the worst. But you have to understand here what they're trying to do here. And they keep pushing this idea that Trump is danger. Trump is dangerous. And I have a real problem with this, because this is what leads to people picking up a gun and thinking that they're taking this guy out, because they're saving democracy. They're saving democracy. They're saving the world. And I'm sorry, but this is a real problem here. It's an ongoing thing. And she said this last night, days after the second attempted assassination attempt on Donald Trump. You need to know that the alleged would-be assassin tweeted out that democracy's on the ballot in this election. So this is what Hillary Clinton says about Donald Trump as she issues her edicts to the corporate media. Cut 8.
I think that's really a critical question. And I think there's a couple of things going on here. You mentioned the press, and sadly, the press is still not able to cover Trump the way that they should. They careen from one outrage to the next. What was outrageous 3 days ago is no longer on the front pages, even though it threatens the physical safety of so many people, particularly, as you point out, immigrants that he and Vance have decided to demonize. And I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. You know, the late, great journalist Harry Evans, one time said that, journalists should, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump. His demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it. You know, they were merciless about what they saw as President Biden's, problems in the debate and calling for him to withdraw. I believe Donald Trump has disqualified himself over and over and over again to be a presidential candidate, let alone a president.
See? So then you get this guy who goes to Ukraine and thinks he's a freedom fighter, and he comes back and he hears all that, and he picks up a gun thinking he's taking out a guy who is a demagogue who's going to destroy democracy and the world. And also she goes on, I'm not going to play the clip, but that he has a bromance with dictators that puts American security in danger. So you see, by saying all these things, they're doubling down on this. Understand, right now, Democrats are doubling down on this rhetoric. Karine Jean-Pierre said it again today. Trump is a danger to our democracy. They are not changing their methods here. This is why what I said on Fox News 2 months ago after Trump's assassination in Butler, when that guest host tried to bait me into saying both sides need to tone down the rhetoric. Both sides don't need to turn down the rhetoric. Saying that Kamala Harris is an incompetent person who should not be president because she's going to turn America into a socialist utopia. You know, in Cuba right now, they're lowering the ration for daily bread in Cuba because they have bread rationing that goes on in Cuba. Good thing certain people moved to Canada, not mentioning any names. But good thing certain Cubans moved to Canada to escape that and don't have to worry about their daily bread limit. Justin Trudeau, because he's Fidel Castro's bastard love child.
That is not the official stance.
Clear my throat. I don't know what you heard. I don't know what you heard.
Sorry, I must have just made it up.
I just cleared my throat and just happened to... Justin Trudeau is the bastard love child of Fidel Castro and fled Cuba and it's in Canada now and they don't have to worry about lack of bread.
See, I heard it again. I know you're saying you cleared your throat, but I definitely... There was a mumble in there.
I got a frog. It's like a frog in my throat kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Like a...
We're getting into the fall. It's almost flu season.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. You know, so it's cold. It's allergies. So that's why they're doubling down on this. Again, I played it earlier, but you know, let's play it again. Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press fembot today at the White House podium. At the White House podium, again, doubling down on the fact that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Take a listen.
It's been clear to eye about that. Just to clarify, so sure. You're saying that the president and vice president believe that former president Donald Trump should be toning down his rhetoric?
So I'll say this. President Biden has been clear-eyed about the threat that the former president represents to our democracy. He's been clear-eyed about that.
Just to clarify.
See, they're doubling down. They're not changing their... He is a threat. He's a threat. And I've played you the montage before, and I'll play it again, that it's them going on about how Trump is a threat to democracy. This is a little bit of that. Cut number 7, journalists calling Trump a threat to democracy. You're going to hear a lot of this, including at the end, a member of Congress saying Trump needs to be eliminated. Who's that guy, that member of Congress who said that? Goldman, right? Dan Goldman, I think his name is.
Yeah, the heir to the Levi fortune.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's worth like $150 million or something.
And you know what? He looks like he wears mom jeans. True story. No joke.
He also is alleged to have not paid his rent in New York City for an apartment that was like $100,000 a month or something.
Wow. It was a deadbeat.
By the way, this clip is dead. It's still dead.
Is it dead? All right. We'll try to get it. Don't worry. But it ends with him saying that. It ends with Congressman Dan Goldman coming and saying Trump needs to be eliminated. And the whole montage is just. It's all the famous people you think of, and Newsbusters did a great job with this. They put his tweet, the tweet from the alleged would-be assassin that says democracy's on the ballot, as you hear them over and over again. You know, I always tell you how the media, they say the same thing over and over again. They parrot each other. Democracy's on the ballot, democracy's on the ballot, democracy's on the ballot. Trump is Hitler, Hitlerian, threat to democracy. They're doubling down on this. This is the problem. You know, this is the problem. And Hillary Clinton is enjoying the fact that now the weaponized Department of Justice, which Trump did not go after her. Trump did not go. He could have. And he probably, in hindsight, should have. But he didn't. Because he said, we're not going to prosecute our political enemies. Hillary Clinton is relishing the fact that they are now going after their political opponents. Her political opponent, Donald Trump. She's excited about this. This is the mindset of Democrat totalitarians, you understand. They're totalitarian tyrants who love to use the justice system against their enemies. They love police states. That's why police states exist in communist countries, for that reason.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To control everything, and they love to use the power of the state, the police powers of the state, to control the opposition. Cut 10.
I got tears in my eyes then, because this man has escaped accountability his entire life. The case, which was mistakenly called a hush money case, was an election interference case. Why did he do what he did? He did it to try to keep the information from the American public so that they wouldn't turn away from him and vote for me. So it's a pretty clear case of election interference.
And when you heard that he had been convicted, there had to be, you're human, there had to be a side of you after enduring months of hearing lock her up, thinking,
right,
this is the person who's actually facing time in jail.
Looks like karma to me.
I see. Looks like karma to me. So they never went after her. But she's happy that they went after Donald Trump. Happy. Well, the Trump team has put together a little montage themselves. 50-plus times, Democrats in the media use extreme rhetoric about Donald Trump. Here we go. Take a listen.
Oh, sorry. It's not a montage. It's just a list of quotes.
Oh, it's just a list of quotes. Okay.
Out, which I thought was pretty interesting.
We shared some of that on the show yesterday, but I'll do it again. It's worth noting. Like, for example, Kamala Harris: Trump is a threat to our democracy and fundamental freedoms. Kamala Harris: it's on us to recognize the threat Trump poses. Kamala Harris: does one of us have to come out alive? That was the thing in the elevator when she made that joke. Joe Biden: it's time to put Trump in a bullseye. Joe Biden: I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Trump is a threat to this nation. Joe Biden: there is one existential threat, Donald Trump. Joe Biden: Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's literally a threat to everything America stands for. Joe Biden: Trump and MAGA Republicans are a threat to the very soul of this country. So not just Trump, but you too, if you're a Trump supporter. Joe Biden: Trump and MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic, and that is a threat to the country. Tim Walz: Are Republicans a threat to democracy? Yes. Are they going to put people's lives in danger? Yes. The vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi: Trump is a threat to our democracy of the kind that we have not seen. So you see, somebody who thinks he's a freedom fighter, who actually went to Kyiv to try to help the Ukrainians because he believed Ukraine's a democracy, even though it's not, and is hailed by the corporate media, speaks to the corporate media all the time, does more interviews than Kamala Harris does, then comes back to America and believes he's got to take out the greatest threat to American democracy, Donald Trump. You see how the mind of somebody like that works? And they're not going to change. They're not going to say, we're going to adapt or we're just going to focus on policy. They're doubling down on this. Doubling down on Trump is a grave danger, the gravest danger to democracy, that he is a threat. So they're not going to change their ways. Not at all. All right. Listen, we got a great guest coming up, Tim Murtaugh. He's always good. He was in the Trump administration. I'm excited to have a chat with him. But I want to remind you, you know, that the big story of the hour is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneri of VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He does great work, and he is my dentist, my friend, and he is the master of dental implants. I also want to thank my friend, Judith Krupnik. I'm going to see her tomorrow night. You heard she's being honored tomorrow night. She deserves the honor. She deserves the recognition. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. I say it a lot. It's a guiding principle of how Judith and her team do business. They build great relationships by providing a luxury Volvo buying experience, always doing what is right, making sure you drive away completely satisfied with the best deal available. And the result is that so many of their customers, like me, become customers for life. Cherry Hill Volvo has customers who've been with them for as long as 30 years. That's an incredible testament to the high level of service and value they provide. And right now is a great opportunity to enjoy incredible back-to-school offers from Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 36-month lease on a 2024 front-wheel drive S60 for only $369 a month, or a 36-month lease on the exciting C40 for only $369 a month. Down payment, taxes, and registration fees due at inception, except no taxes on the C40 in New Jersey. Judith, Yosef, and the entire Cherry Hill Volvo team look forward to meeting you, to taking great care of you and giving you the luxury Volvo buying experience you deserve. And you'll love driving the S-Class, and it's made right here at their plant in America in South Carolina. You'll feel good driving it, and at only $369 a month, you can't beat that. So go see them today. Cherry Hill Volvo, the official car of the Zioli family, is the XC90. It's a beautiful big SUV with that third row. Get the kids there safe and sound. You're going to love doing business at Cherry Hill Volvo, our studio sponsor, Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I want to apologize for playing those Hillary Clinton clips, but I think it's important you hear them because she is a grave threat and she wants to lock up people for misinformation and disinformation. I'll get into that as well. But today, Peter Ducey went after Karine Jean-Pierre, literally asking her, you know, how many more assassination attempts is it going to take until you choose a different word besides threat to about Donald Trump? And of course, Karine Jean-Pierre did not have a good answer. Here to talk about that and all these things with me, I want to welcome back to the show Tim Murtaugh, columnist for The Washington Times, former communications director for the 2020 Trump campaign. Hey, Tim, welcome back to the show. How you been?
Doing well, Rich, and now I'm a senior advisor to the 2024 Trump campaign. So happy to be on with you in Philadelphia, my hometown.
Excellent, excellent. 2024 campaign. I'm glad you're back. They need you, so it's good. You're a bright guy, and you have a lot of great thoughts. So that's great news. How are we looking in Pennsylvania, in your opinion?
Oh, look great. Look great. I think this is one thing that I think that everyone needs to take to heart, because you're going to see a lot of public polls. Sometimes the media, I know this is like hard to believe, but sometimes the media likes to use their own polls to try to craft a narrative that they would like to tell people about. So don't pay attention to the public polls. They're going to show him up. They're going to show him down. It's going to be back and forth. We know the real story here. I know internally, if the election were today, Donald Trump wins Pennsylvania. And here's why it looks even better in the long-term prospect. In 2020, the last presidential election, Democrats had a voter registration edge in Pennsylvania of nearly 560,000. That is, they had 560,000 more registered Democrats than there were registered Republicans. That was back in 2020. Now that number is only 169,000. Republicans have made up 400,000 voters. They've gained on the Democrats with that many registered voters. And you know, when Election Day rolls around, Pennsylvania is going to be decided by just tens of thousands of votes on Election Day. And Republicans have made up ground, 400,000 new registered voters cutting into the Democrats' lead. You know the Democrats know those numbers. You know they see the same internal numbers that we see. Nobody spends a lot of money on polls to get lied to internally. They know what the truth is. It's why you see them starting to be so aggressive and really coming after Donald Trump. If the election were today, Donald Trump wins Pennsylvania in November. I think he wins it by a couple of points or more. And I think once that happens, Kamala Harris needs Pennsylvania. She has to have it to get to the White House. She can win Pennsylvania and still not win the election, but she can't win without Pennsylvania. Donald Trump is going to win Pennsylvania and the White House. He will be the 47th president.
Good. I love your confidence, your optimism, your enthusiasm, Tim Murtaugh. That's excellent. Excellent to hear. That's great. Obviously, if we can keep the president alive, because these assassination attempts and the Democrats are doubling down on their crazy rhetoric. Even today, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, still calling Trump a threat to democracy.
Staggering. I mean, it really is pretty staggering. They, on one hand, they say, hey, listen, everybody has to tone down the rhetoric. And then twice, people attempt to assassinate Donald Trump. And what do they say? They say, oh, he needs to tone down his rhetoric. Never before has anyone ever told someone, hey, man, you need to knock it off because all the crazies are coming out trying to kill you. Look, this is the same thing that happened when they had a crazy leftist Bernie Sanders MSNBC watching supporter who tried to kill Steve Scalise and the rest of the Republican baseball team. Right. They never want to own up to the fact that it could possibly be the fact that Hillary Clinton was on MSNBC last night, Rich, last night, talking about how Donald Trump is a grave threat, not just to the United States, but to the world. And they wonder, in a nation of 350 million people, why there is a handful of crackpots who might actually listen to what they're saying and say, you know what, I think I'm going to do what they're suggesting that I do. Absolutely, these people are motivating, or at very least giving permission to the crazies to go out and do this crazy stuff and attempt to kill a once and future president of the United States.
You know, Tim Murtaugh, you grew up in Philly. You're a Philly guy, so I'm sure you listened to Howard Stern back in the day. I did.
I did.
The transformation of this guy, man, is just unbelievable. You know, I call him woke Howard Stern now. He's a caricature of what he once was. He's become what he used to mock. I mean, truly he has. And he said, I'm going to quote you exactly what he said. He said, I don't hate Donald Trump. I hate anyone who votes for him. The whole idea of you like me, you are good. And if you don't, you're bad. He said, I've been the victim of this. So I don't hate Trump. I hate the people who vote for him. I think they are stupid. I do. I have no respect for them. Tim Murtaugh, you know how many guys listen to Stern? You're at least used to cops, firemen, construction workers, right? Truck drivers. These are the guys that Howard Stern hates because they're Trump voters.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Donald Trump always says. And it is sad to see Howard Stern become that. I remember when he came into Philadelphia's market in the first place, way back in the 80s, on WYSP, I think it was, and he tried to go head-to-head against John DiBella on WMMR. I remember all of that.
Yep.
And what Donald Trump always says is that, yes, they're coming after me, but they're really after you, meaning his supporters, and I'm just in the way. That's what he always says. You don't usually hear somebody express it so clearly as Howard Stern just did in what you just read me. But there it is right there. Howard Stern is voicing what most Democrats won't voice and what Kamala Harris won't voice, but it's what they all think. It's not just Donald Trump that they're against. They're against any American who supports the things that Donald Trump supports. They can't have that. This is like Hillary's basket of deplorables was not a one-off. This is what the left thinks of people who go to church, who believe in the First Amendment, who believe in the Second Amendment. That's exactly what they think. They think that we're all dangerous people. We should be exorcised from polite society, and they would rather never deal with us ever again. Of course, you know, every once in a while they have to give lip service to, oh, you know, we're all in this together and we're all Americans. We all should be unified. They don't mean a single word. They don't mean a single word of that, Rich.
No, they hate us, Tim. You're exactly right. You nailed it. They frigging hate us. They think we are. I mean, deplorables was a kind way of saying it compared to. I'm glad Howard Stern said the quiet part out loud because we've known this about them. You know, as they sip their Chablis in the Hamptons and look down on us and insult us and mock us. And they hate us to the core.
Yeah, they do. And I'll tell you what else. Kamala Harris cursed the Eagles last night. I'm telling you.
I believe
it. Those fake posters that go to, whether they were fake or not, I don't know, I guess. But the posters of her wearing the Eagles helmet on the SEPTA bus stops all over the city a little while back. You remember that?
Phony.
And so I know that Philadelphians can spot a BS artist. I know that. And Kamala Harris, a San Francisco 49ers fan, Rich, having somebody up there helping her masquerade as an Eagles fan, the football gods did not like that, and I believe they made Saquon Barkley drop that pass last night.
Tim Murtaugh, it still hurts, my friend. It still hurts. Listen, buddy, you got to come back on the show more often, okay? It's been too long. I want to get you on regularly between now and the election. You're always great. Follow Tim on social media, at Tim Murtaugh, and senior advisor to the 2024 presidential campaign of future President Donald Trump. Hey, thanks, my friend. This was a pleasure to catch up.
You bet. As always, Rich, I'd love to come back.
Thank you, Tim.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I got to play this clip for you. This is an excellent, excellent clip. how do I say the guy's name, DeSantis? John Mearsheimer?
John Mearsheimer?
Yeah. University of Chicago professor John Mearsheimer is brilliant. along with NYU professor Jeffrey Sachs, and they talk about why Dick Cheney feels ideologically comfortable endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris. There was at the All In Summit with David Sachs and the other hosts of the All In podcast. I think this is really, really important to understand. Okay, I don't know how many other shows are going to play this clip. We definitely are, because you got to hear this. You have to hear this. You have to understand this. It's like the same thing with Howard Stern hating you. And I'm telling you, man, you know, like that personally bugs me, because I remember being a kid with my dad, who was a cop, and we loved Howard Stern. And yeah, I grew up listening to this guy, and to think that that jackass hates me and hates you, that woke Howard Stern hates you, the people that made him rich. We're the people that made him rich. It's the same thing with Bud Light. Same thing. They hate you. They hate their customer base. Howard Stern is the embodiment. It's the same thing with Disney now. Disney hates their customers, or the people that used to be their customers. Used to go see Marvel movies and action movies and wanted tough guys. And and Stern sang it out loud. Good. You know what? You woke SOB, you coward. I don't think the guy's left his house since COVID. I still don't think he has. But he hates you. We made him rich. We made that guy a multi, I think he's worth, I mean, maybe $1 billion by now. I don't know. At least a couple hundred million dollars he's worth. We made that guy rich. Guys like you, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, cops, firemen, listening to that guy's show, and he hates you. He doesn't hate Trump. He hates you for voting for Trump. Quiet part out loud right there. Here's the other quiet part out loud. The people who are running this country, the deep state, and this is why so many Republicans want to stop Trump as well, because it's all about the money and the power, and they're controlled by people like the Obamas, Victoria Nuland, and others. So here is University of Chicago professor John Mearsheimer, cut 18.
The big news over the past week was that Dick Cheney endorsed Kamala Harris for president. I think for people who see the world in partisan political terms, this might have been surprising, but I don't think that you guys were that surprised by that. Do you see an underlying logic to this? Jeff, why don't I start with you?
I think it's obvious. there's basically one deep state party, and that is the party of Cheney, Harris, Biden, Victoria Nuland, my colleague at Columbia University now. And Nuland is kind of the face of all of this, because she has been in every administration for the last 30 years. She was in the Clinton administration, wrecking our policies towards Russia in the 1990s. She was in the Bush administration, junior, with Cheney, wrecking our policies towards NATO enlargement. She was in then the Obama administration as Hillary's spokesperson first, and then making a coup in Ukraine in February 2014. Not a great move. Started a war. Then she was Biden's undersecretary of state. Now, that's both parties. It's a colossal mess. And she's been Cheney's advisor. She's been Biden's advisor. Makes perfect sense. This is the reality. We're trying to find out if there's another party. That's the big question.
John, what's your thought on that? Do you see any difference between Republicans and Democrats?
No, I like to refer to the Republicans and the Democrats as Tweedledee and Tweedledum. There's hardly any difference. I actually think the one exception is that former President Trump, when he became president in 2017, was bent on beating back the deep state and becoming a different kind of leader on the foreign policy front. But he basically failed. And he has vowed that if he gets elected this time, it will be different. And he will beat back the deep state. He will pursue a foreign policy that's fundamentally different than Republicans and Democrats have pursued up to now. And the big question on the table is whether or not you think Trump can beat the deep state and these two established parties.
That's an amazing clip. Amazing clip. Matt, can you send that to me, by the way? I can just get it myself. But it's a great clip. Really great. Excellent. I think that's the point. Can Trump beat the deep state? Can he do it? Can he do it? I want to play this other clip for you, too. So this point about immigration, you know, I love Johnny Cook, my buddy, always keeps me honest. He doesn't think immigration's as big of an issue in this election as I do. I disagree with him, and I'll tell you the reason why, because parents are affected by this, and parents are motivated. You get the moms and the dads angry and involved, and this changes everything. So here are parents in, I don't even know how to say this town, Charleroi, PA. I don't know where the hell that is. It's a town of just over 4,000 people. 2,000 Haitian immigrants just arrived at their doorstep. Where is Charleroi, PA? Have you guys ever heard of it? You know where that is?
I've never heard of it.
I mean, this is a big state, obviously, 67 counties, but let me just see. It's in Washington County, so that's up by, I guess, is that by Pittsburgh? So how far would it take me to get there?
Yeah, it's 21 miles south of Pittsburgh.
South of Pittsburgh, okay. Charleroi, PA. This is a clip of N Wokeness on Twitter, found this clip. Take a listen.
I think they are trying to get even interpreters to teach the kids, let alone get to this part.
Yeah, they're having a huge problem, I think,
it's kind of
with trying to teach. There were 45 Haitians that started kindergarten this year.
Whoa.
45.
How big is kindergarten overall?
A kindergarten class is probably no more than 60 at most. At most.
Yeah, it's like one classroom is probably like 20 kids, I'm thinking. Maybe 25.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
So
yeah.
Like the majority of kindergarten is Haitian now?
Yeah.
In what, 2 years? Something like that? Like,
Yeah.
And they don't speak English?
Well, actually, I think the younger kids... They speak more English than the older kids.
Okay. We're talking to a guy tomorrow who he had to...
Let me just jump out of this, but you get the point. I mean, this is it's everywhere, and it's there. All right, listen, it's September. We're going to blink, and the holidays are going to be here, and you're going to be seeing family and friends. If you're feeling self-conscious about your smile, I'm telling you, now is the time to schedule your appointment with Dr. Mike Veneria. He's one of Mama Zioli's greatest finds. As you know, my entire family goes to Dr. Veneria. He's a great guy, and his level and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. So stop putting off seeing a dentist or getting that complex dental procedure done. If you schedule your appointment now, you'll be one step closer to smiling big at this year's holiday party. Taking care of your teeth is so important to your overall health, and Dr. Mike and his staff make it easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile that you deserve. Dr. Mike's been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He's respected among his peers as being a master of dental implants, so reach out to Dr. Mike Veneria today. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your appointment or free dental implant consultation for your perfect smile. Just call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit veneriadental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. And by the way, Bridget has a beautiful new smile that she got, and she loves it, by the way. She loves her smile because she needed new veneers. Dr. Mike gave her beautiful new veneers, and her smile has never looked better. So what are you waiting for? Go see him today. You'll love it, and you'll get a free implant consultation, dental implant consultation, and you will love Dr. Mike. He's a great guy, great friend. And remember, don't go to the closest dentist. Go to the best. That's Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.